Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we are, today is our tea time with Yeshua, Jesus and me. And I say, Jesus, Yeshua, and me. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. I just thank everyone that will tune in and have tuned in this morning. I'll ask that you remember Mother Dunlap. She's a little under the weather. She's going to try to come on. But we'll see. But I just ask that you keep her lifted up in prayer. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. And everything is just going. We are facing a lot of different things, people of the earth. That's all I can say. And some just don't know where we're going from here. But one thing I do know in the comfort is that God is in control. God is in control. God is in control of everything. The earth is the Lord, the fullness and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to him. He said, all souls are mine. He is the maker of the heavens and the earth. He is the giver and he is the receiver of life. He is our salvation. He gave his only begotten son. When we messed up and fell into sin, he had a plan for us. Amen. And sickness and disease and disappointment, it's just things. We just have to stay wrapped up, tied up, and do nothing outside of God. Amen. We can do nothing outside of him. We're just so eternally grateful and for him and his guidance and access to him. Amen. We have access. Oh my God. We have access to the Almighty God. Oh my God. We have access. We can come into his presence. We can. We can call on him in times of trouble. Oh my God. And he'll help us. We can call on him. Hallelujah. And we have to know it. I was sitting, I get up early, try and make sure I have, try to get my spirit and everything, and really want to hear what the Lord is saying, and get myself spiritually ready for the show. And as I've stated at the very onset, this is all new, and it's going to be try and miss until we perfect it. And I thank those who have been patient and kind enough to pray for me and to stick with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Purpose was to originally to come on, have a wonderful cup of tea midday, and spend time reading the scripture, praying, and in encouraging. And after that, I knew that there was something else missing, and I wasn't quite sure what it was. And then I realized that God kept saying to me something at one time about 3 years ago, three years ago, and then to combine it with this, and that is the traveling cafe with the gold table. I didn't know how that was going to come about. I didn't even connect that with the tea time. And so as God began to show me what he wanted from this segment, and realizing, I kept saying, gold, why the gold? What does gold mean? And I studied it, and I found out that gold represents the extended grace of God through his son, Jesus Christ. So we may have a cup of tea, and we may come and have a seat at the gold table, realizing as we sit at the table, we're reminded of God's extended grace through Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, Almighty God, extended towards us. And the purpose was then the 21st Century Daughters of Thunder. And as we began to come to the table, and we'll have those who are in ministry and those who sensing the call to come to ministry, then we were introducing pastors who are at the pulpit now, but we want them to share their journey to the pulpit. And then once you get to the pulpit, your journey. See, our call as pastors, ministers, whatever God has called you to do, it requires something from us. Our commitment, our dedication. It's not a way of living. It's not show and tell. You're committed. Because as you or we begin to really look into the lives of the people, there are people who have experienced great loss, and yet they maintain their integrity when they said, yes, Lord, I'll go. See, when you say, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go, but a lot of us have our preconceived ideas. God is going to do this, and I'll do this and that, and I'll have this, and I'll look. I'm not going into how people have this, how people have that. Material things are fine in its place, but it is the spirit man, the soul, come under the authority of God, and he molds us and he forms us. And he strengthens us and he matures us into the vessel that he has called us to be. So there's a molding and a making, a breaking and a shaking. Amen. And so I got kind of thrown off I said, well, with the all this going on, Lord God, maybe we just should just pray. Prayer just needs to be heard. Prayer. And it does. But God still have a word for us to do. And we need to be encouraged. We need to encourage. And we need to pray one for another. We never expected what we are seeing and how God is revealing so many things. But we must stay. We must stay close to God, that we hear what He is saying and what it is that He will have us to do. Mm-hmm. This is not your home. You're here on assignment. Oh my God. That's exciting in itself. I have a work to do for God. I'm on assignment. Ah, glory. I'm on an assignment. You're on an assignment to do the work of God. Jesus said, He said, for this cause, pointing to Jerusalem, I came. What is your this cause? And when the tough get going, would you give up? Or would you be so determined to do the work that God has sent you to do? That's why I read Genesis 1. And I know sometimes we're going to read that, hear that again until it gets down deep into you, Noah. Who has called you? Who you are praying to? Who you said yes to? The Almighty God Himself. Whoa, God. Oh, don't let us lie. Oh, God. Who keep us strong in you, Almighty God? Oh, God, keep us strong in you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Let us not waver. Who? There's none stronger. He is our shield of defense. But we have to stay tied up in Him, studying His word, reading His word, sitting silent before Him, prostrating ourselves before the Almighty God, humbling ourselves before Him, Almighty God. Oh, God, when those would tell you to compromise and it's all right, we have to say, no, I am a new creation. And I made a promise to my God. Glory, hallelujah. I made a promise to my God. And when we see one falling or wavering, it is our duty as a brother and a sister of the Most High God, turn our nose up. No, but to embrace them in prayer and strengthen them. Glory, hallelujah. You pray for me and I pray for you. Your strength won't fail you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, it's not about the glitz and glamour. It's not about being rich. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul. What does it profit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, it's too precious. And it's priceless. Our relationship with God. Yes, you pray for me, and I pray for you. And we pray for the saints of God. Hallelujah. That we begin to stand strong. And when somebody, even in the grocery store, would just brush up against us. Hey! Hallelujah. It's not I, but it's Christ. Hey, yeah, the Messiah. Glory be to his name. Precious is the relationship that we have. So, yes, we want to encourage each other. We're not licensed counselors or nothing. I can tell my story. You can tell your story. And we'll sit at the table and we'll talk about the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, we thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you for your written word, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your promises. Oh, for you are awesome. You are mighty. You are majesty on high. Yes, you are. You are the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. You are the great creator. You are the giver and the receiver of life. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You are our shalom. Hallelujah. You are our covenant God. You are our Father, our King, our Master, our Lord. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are our God, our protector, our shield of defense. Yes, you are. Our provider. You are more than enough. You're the breasting one. Hallelujah. You are our healer, Almighty God. We thank you. For you are the God that heal your people, and we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, you comfort, you protect, Almighty God. We glorify you this morning, and we bless. We bless your name. We know, God, that you see everything that's going on, and we know that you are the answer. And we know, God, that your will must be done. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We thank you for strength, Almighty God, to walk according to your will and according to your way. We thank you that we talk according to your will and according to your Dios. Have your way, have your way. Holy Ghost, hallelujah, have your way in our lives. Oh, fill our mouths with words. Oh, let us speak timely, Almighty God. Our hope is in you, Almighty God. Oh, deliver, Almighty God, Almighty God. You're our shepherd. We shall not want, Almighty God. We bless your name and we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for being a covering for us, God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, oh, for protecting. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your favor, Almighty God. Thank you for remembering our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Oh, thank you for how you're honoring our steps. Thank you for the journey that we're on. Thank you, Almighty God. Almighty God, that is well lit. Thank you for your heavenly host that you sent, Almighty God, oh God, to protect and defend, to clear the pathways, Almighty God. Breathe, Almighty God, over the affairs of man. Walk tall in this nation and every nation represented. Walk tall in the earth, Almighty God, for the earth belongs to you. Great God, we bow our heads before you and we bless your name. We lift our hands to heaven and we bless your name. Blessings and honor, glory and power, great God, they all belong to you. Shema. We open our hands empty before you. Remasokoma. Hallelujah. The glorious God. We lift our praises to you. Glory, hallelujah. Clear the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Blow, Almighty God. All those that have authority and rule over us, speak to them, encourage them to do right and justly and have mercy. Almighty God, speak to them and allow your will to be done. Every system of man, we lay it at your feet, God. We thank you for being our judge. Romo Kupa Shamba. Oh God, there's so much that our eyes cannot see it. And it's not for us to see it. But you see it, God. The cries of your people, the cries of your soul. Crying for help. Touch, Almighty God. Touch, Almighty God. Oh God. Rescue, your strength, Almighty God. Oh God, protect your creation. Oh God, we know that we've sinned against thee, and thee only have we sinned. Almighty God, our fathers and I. And we have sinned against you, Almighty God. Oh, God, we didn't teach our children like you told us to teach them. We didn't teach them of your rules, your commandments, and your statutes. We didn't train them up, Almighty God, that they would not sin against thee. Almighty God, oh Lord have mercy, we didn't walk upright, Almighty God, before them, and we ask for forgiveness, Almighty God, bless your name. Oh God, we straddled the fence. Oh God, doing what's right in our own eyes. Almighty God, we sinned against thee. Oh God, we ask for your mercy. Oh God, we're shamefaced. Oh God, for our deeds and our actions. Oh God. But all we can do is ask for mercy, great God. Oh God, mercy, almighty God. We didn't stand, God, for righteousness and holiness according to your will and according to your ways. Shamba kaladidio, great God Almighty, Ramadada, let us flow now with you and flow with each other. Oh God, refresh us anew. Shamba didio, refresh us anew. Stabilize us, Almighty God. Almighty God, oh God, stabilize us. Shamba kuba, oh God, the spirit of discernment. Oh God, daily wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh God, none of this world, but of you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory be to your name, oh kind God, covenant God, our Father, oh God, have mercy, bless your name, bless your name, hallelujah, glory, oh God, when we become weak because of the winds of life, thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for being our leaning post. Thank you for encouraging. Thank you for refreshing. Thank you. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Your name is holy, righteous. Oh God, forgive us, God, for removing, oh God, and not reverencing you as you should be reverenced. Shamba, it don't take all of that. Is what we've said. Forgive us, for it takes that and more. Higher basada, you Almighty God, are holy. Shamba, Almighty God. Oh, how loosely we have used your name. Sheba, Rama. Oh, but let there be a day of decision. From whom we will serve. Rema, glory. Hallelujah. In holiness, pure holiness and righteousness, according to your will, great God, and according to your way. Our faith, the measure that you have given each one of us, look up to you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you for having us in your kingdom. Thank you, God.
Oh, God. God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Only because of the blood and the cross that we're able to do it. Oh, God, your great sacrifice that you made for us. Oh, God, you made it possible for us to come into your presence. You made it possible for us. Almighty God, you made it possible that we can call on your holy name. Oh God, we can call. We can call on your holy name. And you will answer us. Oh God, how awesome and kind you are. From everlasting to everlasting. Or from generation to generation. Oh God. Oh God. We owe you so much. Oh God, we owe you our praise. Oh God, we owe you our praise. Oh God, how selfish and inconsiderate we've been. Oh God, oh God, how we've sinned against thee. Forgive us, Almighty God, to shamefaced, to even ask, but we have to ask, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, Rebashiko, we don't know what the next second will hold, or if we would even be here. But you do. So we're holding on to your unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Your word. Almighty God. Almighty God. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Oh, how awesome. Put the system of systems of men at your feet. Ask that you protect our sons and daughters in the armed forces. Almighty God. But Father, we need help and protection from the sanctuary. While we appreciate what man has, but if you don't help us and guard the four corners of our nations, God, there's no hope for us. We're looking to you, for you are our hope. We are helpless. Remember the doctors and the nurses and the technicians, those, the scientists, they are so confused. Oh God, it's time to bow down before you, remasterda, and seek your face. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, for there is none other help for us but thee. Hallelujah. We thank you, we praise you. Every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle, every bishop, all every saint, Almighty God, Almighty God, and those that you're drawing, Almighty God, protect, enlighten, Almighty God, whereby remove the spirit of compromise. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And we thank you, God. And we glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You are the maker of the heaven and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life. Oh, rebuke the spirit of confusion and doubt. Hallelujah. Shed light, Almighty God, your people. You know the prayer requests, the unspoken words. Father, we thank you for help. Hallelujah. Guidance and direction. Hallelujah. Healing,
Touch Mother right now, Lord God, and all those that are going through. Touch her in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love and your tender, tender, tender care. Hallelujah. You're so good. Hallelujah. You're kind. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good, and we thank him for hearing us when we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Well, again, we welcome everyone that has come on with us today, and even excited about the ones who will come on sometime in the future. Amen. Let's read. I want to read in your hearing Psalms 134. Listen. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen. That was Psalms 134. So let's, excuse me. I really don't have any announcements or anything. We're still in place and look like we're going to stay in place. But we'll be doing live broadcasts. And I'll keep you posted as to when that will be via some other avenues. But we're going to be here at Blog Talk Radio until the Lord says different. And I hope he doesn't. But we never know. I'm enjoying it. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. There's a lot in that. And I think some of us going to pick it up real quick if we haven't already. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy, have mercy. Now that we understand that, let's go to 2 Chronicles 7, you know where we have to go. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7, 13, and then after all, I'm going to incorporate Leviticus in this, but let's read this. 2 Chronicles 7, 13. And this is what God said. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Yes, he is. He is very good. And we thank him for his word. And I know you said, well, why she never read anything or very seldom read from the New Testament? Well, here we go. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitterness, envy, and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. That was James 3:13 through 18. That's good. Our closing scripture, Numbers 6. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Our benediction. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless. Thank you, my sisters and my brothers. I pray that something was said to make a difference. Glory be to God, the Most High. Love you.